The laws that were published last Friday were a result of 8 months of South African facilitated negotiations between the ruling ZANU-PF and the opposition movement for democratic change. Under the revised regulations, Zimbabwean journalists no longer have to be accredited. If they want a license, they can apply, and if granted, they could cover events inside the legislature and at State House. But if they choose not to seek accreditation, they can no longer be prosecuted as criminals for working in their profession. Foreign journalists will have to apply to a media commission for accreditation, but that commission has not yet been set up. The previous media laws saw scores of journalists arrested and newspapers closed down in the last 5 years. Analysts say the amendments put the clock back to early 2000 before President Mugabe realized that the then new opposition party, the NDC, could use the issues to score points against his ruling ZANU-PF in elections. NDC founding legal secretary David Coulthard said Sunday that the amendments just published were an improvement to the law, but he called the changes insufficient. In any event, he said, there was not enough time between now and the upcoming elections for them to have much effect on the polls. President Mugabe, who is vacationing in Thailand, said he wants the elections in March and will be the presidential candidate for ZANU-PF. Negotiators for MDC and ZANU-PF were returning to Harare Monday after 2 days of negotiations mediated by President Thabo Mbeki in South Africa, who had been trying to break a deadlock. The talks stalled in December on two issues. The most important, that a new constitution already agreed to would be in operation before the next elections, and the second is the timing of the elections. The MDC says the elections need to be delayed beyond March to allow the reforms and the new constitution to take root among the electorate. The MDC maintains it only agreed to support a constitutional amendment in September because of assurances that President Mugabe had agreed that a new constitution would be in place before the elections. The president has made it clear that this will not be the case. An African diplomat monitoring the Zimbabwe crisis, but who asked not to be identified, says President Mbeki has been trying very hard to unlock the deadlock and remained reasonably confident he could do so. Peter Thornycroft for VOA News.